An investigator with the National Transportation Safety Board is looking into the fatal plane crash that killed two people near McGrath. Clint Johnson says one of the four survivors told him the small aircraft struck the side of a mountain in fog so thick it created whiteout conditions. The plane crash also killed pilot Ernie Chase. Talkeetna resident Amanda Randall's knew Chase her whole life as a pilot and as a friend and has this remembrance.
I cuddled up with my 9-year-old last night, trying to process the death of my friend, Ernie Chase. I told my son that Ernie was the best of pilots, that I'd have flown with him anywhere. And I realized as I said it, I sort of did fly with him everywhere. Ernie was a fixture of my childhood, both on and off the ground. Life in rural Alaska means air travel, and more often than not, at least when I was younger, Ernie was the pilot that got us from village to village, or into town for appointments, or even on a fun vacation to Nome for the Iditarod finish when I was around 10. The first time I remember flying with him, I was 6. Mom and I were moving to Anvik. Mom and I, 2 cats, and a dog team. Ernie met us on the McGrath airstrip. He took a look at the wildly frolicking dog, muttered something about damage to his airplane, and whipped out the rural Alaskan's best friend, duct tape. I tried to help by holding the dog still while Ernie and Mom taped muzzles, front legs together, and back legs together. I doubt I was much help. The dogs all outweighed me. They stacked the dogs in the little Cessna like cordwood, and we headed out to Anvik. What followed was a squirrely, wiggling hour and 15 minutes. I remember ignoring the intense smell of many dogs in a small place and looking out the window at the fall colors on the Beaver Mountains, probably passing over the same place that Ernie died Saturday night, 31 years later. I remember it so vividly, the soft, rounded mountains in a patchwork of jewel tones, the small herd of caribou we passed, the shadow of our plane passing right over them. Beautiful country, still so wild. We crossed over the mountains and reached the Yukon River. I leaned forward and tapped Ernie on the shoulder with the obvious childhood question, "Are we there yet?" He told me Anvik was right in front of us. Didn't I see it? I looked and looked as he teased me. "See, it's right there. Maybe you need glasses, yeah?" And finally I saw it, a big hill with an airstrip on top like a reverse mohawk. You couldn't see the town from the Yukon side, and it seemed so odd, so out of place, to see anything man-made out there. In the time that we flew, our dogs had managed to work free of much of their bondage. We landed, and Ernie got out and threw open the doors. He was immediately overrun by a furry flood of dogs desperate to be free. Some had gotten back legs free, others their front legs. Almost all had gotten the tape off their muzzles. Suddenly, the Anvik airstrip was overrun with dogs energetically hopping about on various versions of 3 legs, celebrating their freedom with barks and howls and frenetic leaping. Ernie's brother Ken drove up to the airstrip to find the 3 of us madly chasing bouncing sled dogs in the afternoon sun. I spent my 7th birthday at Ernie's house in Grayling. The Anvik Chases joined my family, minus the critters, and Ernie's for a large family Thanksgiving. We'd gotten a lot of snow, and that morning us kids all bundled up and proceeded to make tunnels all over the front yard. For my birthday, my mom presented me with a rabbit hat she'd made for me. Ernie then pulled me aside and solemnly told me that she had actually skinned my cat to make me that hat. I had a complete meltdown. The man had a wicked and silly sense of humor. The cat died a thankfully natural death many years later, but I still have that hat. Life is risky in rural Alaska. Even the best pilots can go down. Ernie was the best. I'm heartbroken that we lost such a great, fun man, but I'm thankful to have even known him. I've often thought of leaving Alaska, living in a place with less death, less heartbreak. But the reality is, the rest of the world doesn't make people like Ernie Chase. I could live in a safer place, raise my kids in a safer place, but I'll stay here, because the people of rural Alaska are like no one else in the world. God bless you, Ernie. I'll miss you. In Talkeetna, I'm Amanda Randalls.